السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers and also sisters at the madrasa. Last week we were discussing in this majlis of Islah an incident in the life of an old musician. When he was young, when he was fit, when he had a melodious and a beautiful voice, when he used to sing like a nightingale, at that time he had many, many fans. We all talk about fans these days. The fans go crazy when the film actor or film actress or singer arrives at an airport. And sometimes people looking at them think that, look what popularity they got, look at the amount of followers, look at the amount of well-wishers, and look at the amount of fans. But it is all temporary. So this musician also, in the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he had a very melodious, very beautiful voice. But now that he had grown old, now that he had lost his voice, now there was no more melody in that singing of his. So as I stated last week, that those were not the days of contracts and advertisement contracts, that whilst the voice is good, then you do some contracts. Then the radio stations, the recording stations, then they all sign up some contracts so that after your voice goes also you keep getting the dividends, royalties. Those were the days when a person had a good voice. And even now, it's not that everybody has access to those contracts. The majority of those who are in villages, in towns, in cities, if they have got some skill, then it is not something permanent. It is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's gift. And we don't say that you must not make use of that gift. Every ni'mat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is for the benefit of mankind. Allah Ta'ala gives the intelligence. If Allah Ta'ala did not give the intelligence to the scientists to come up with such inventions like the fax and the aeroplanes and the satellites and things like that, then communication would not have been that easy and that fast and that quick. We would have also had to wait for the ships to arrive with some documents. It would have taken days before they arrive. Before the message reaches the other corner of the world, it would have taken ages. So all these are ni'mats of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. As long as a person uses it in the correct manner, he does not abuse these ni'mats, he uses it for the benefit of himself, his family or mankind, then there is nothing wrong with it, because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala himself gives man that intelligence. And then of course man must take lessons from there. But the unfortunate and sad part is that most of those who are scientists, specialists, surgeons, and those people whom we call as people of intelligence, the Quran Sharif refers to them as people who have got no intelligence. Why? Because they don't even believe in Allah Ta'ala. That very Allah who gave them that intelligence, that very Allah Ta'ala who gave them that chip in the head to make that computer chip, but they reject belief in that Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says that they are not from the Ulul Albab then. Nevertheless, so this musician, now that he had lost his voice, he was gone old. So he lost hope because all his fans disappeared. all that wahwa and praises and showering of gifts and bounties all disappeared. Everybody vanished from his side. Now he had to search for friends, but there were no friends because nobody wanted him to sing anymore, as I said, in the voice of a scarecrow anymore. So they all wanted the nightingale's voice. Now that was not within his control, that was in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's control. As long as Allah Ta'ala wills, he will allow that person to make use of it and then test him whether he is using it correctly, whether he is reading beautiful Quran Sharif with that voice or beautiful Naat Sharif with that voice or is giving beautiful speeches with that voice or is he singing those filthy film songs with that voice. Allah Ta'ala is testing the person or does he speak lies with that voice. It is not in our control at all how many experiences we have had upon return from Madinah Tayyibah last week or 2 weeks ago. I was so certain that we will have a Thursday night majlis. But there was no voice. No matter how much I tried to gargle, but the voice just wouldn't open. Hoi hota hai jo manzoor hai khuda hota hai. Insan laakh chahe to kya hota hai. Allah Ta'ala's hikmats only Allah Ta'ala knows. And Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala said, Araftu Rabbi wa fasqil azaimi. I recognized my Rabb when my desires were shattered, when my plans were shattered. I made some plans, but Allah Ta'ala had some other plan. So when I saw that my plan did not work, that made me recognize my Rabb, that our life is in the control of someone. So he also now, he was very sad, very heartbroken. Now he had to face starvation. There was poverty, there was nobody to assist him even with some food. So he decided to go away. He found one old dilapidated qabr that was not being used. So he placed himself in the qabr. Now can you see what a helpless person, what kind of a situation he is in, where we will say that the whole world now has forsaken him. And there's nobody to accept him. There's nobody to come to his assistance. And again, because that was his only skill, so he couldn't really do anything else too. Because he thought when he had that beautiful voice that this will be something that will be permanent. And all these friends will remain around me just like that. Therefore I mentioned last week that if you look at the Allah Walas, if you look at the Ahlullah, if you look at the Walis of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then what is their skill? Their skill is that they have a heart which is connected with Allah Ta'ala and they make an effort in mankind to connect their hearts also with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now because Allah Ta'ala is from all times and will remain for all times, He is ever living. No moth or death, or there's no beginning or end for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So therefore this muhabbat then, it is a lasting thing. And therefore those people who are what we may put in inverted comma fans, so they don't disappear when that Shaykh Kamil or that Wali of Allah Ta'ala becomes very sick, very ill or old or feeble, or even if he's on his dying bed, you will find a hujum there, a crowd there. People are anxiously awaiting his recovery. There's so many people making dua for him. Yet he has at that stage in his life no voice, no strength. He doesn't give any bayan, nothing. But what is it? It is that muhabbat with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So all this love for worldly reasons, it does not last. Many people want to know, why is it that that friendship ended? Why is it that that friendship ended? Why is it that those two people were such thick friends, they just could not be parted, and now they don't want to see each other? So majority of the times that muhabbat was not based on ikhlas. The foundation was very weak. It was a matlabi muhabbat. There was hypocrisy. There was two-faced attitude. Whichever side the bread got buttered, the person was his friend. Or whichever side he got showered with praises, then he was his friend. So that muhabbat which is not based on ikhlas, in other words, that muhabbat which is not for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then there is no qadr of that and there is no appreciation of that in the eye of Allah ta'ala. So along the line where it gets shattered and where it gets destroyed, Allah ta'ala does not bother about that. So this person now, the muhabbat that people had for him was because of his voice, because of his singing. Now that that voice went and the song went, so everybody went. So he placed himself in the qabr, and what else was he going to do but await death. But in that state of his, then he turns towards Allah Ta'ala, and that is the bottom line. That is something that we take lesson from, that in that state also, he didn't give up hope. Although it was as a last resort, it was not something which he should have done earlier. But even in that stage, because as yet the angel of death had not visited him, there was no Sakrat as yet. So the doors of Tawbah were still open for him. So he turned towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And then he cried and he pleaded and he begged and he shed tears of repentance and nadamat, and he said, "Abu Allah, I wasted my life. I wish I had given my heart to you. All these people have all vanished. There is no one to buy me now anymore except you, O Allah." Whatever words he could find of nadamat, of shame, of remorse, of regret, he used every word in the dictionary to turn towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now look at that merciful Allah, that forgiving Allah, that kind Allah, that generous Allah, that compassionate Allah, that beautiful Allah, who does not forsake his servant even in that stage. Allah Ta'ala has made ilham to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. O Umar, take some food now from the Baytul Mal and go to that person. Now, Hazrat Umar, the Khalifatul Muslimin, he is being told to take some food, to take what we may term as some hamper or take something to eat and drink. For whom? For a great sinner who had repented just at this very moment. That is Allah Ta'ala's mercy. No matter how far he may have gone, lots of people, they say, "No, we've done so much wrong, Mawlana, in our lives. What do we do? You think Allah Ta'ala will forgive us?" Na'uzu billah. We are considering our sins more than the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. For the person who is making use of the word Rahman and Rahim to commit sins, then for that person we will say, read the ayats of azab of Allah Ta'ala. Read the hadiths of the azab of Jahannam, the azab of Qabr, the punishment and the wrath of Allah Ta'ala. Why? Because he is saying Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoorur Rahim to commit sins. Whereas Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoorur Rahim meant that now he must give up that sin, but he must not lose hope in Allah Ta'ala. He must now start rectifying, remedying. If it involves the rights of others, then he must make sure that he seeks forgiveness or fulfills those rights. Namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, whatever is qaza, he must do that. But he must not lose hope that, "Oh, I have committed so much of sins, then how will Allah Ta'ala forgive?" It is just like that example that there was a mosquito sat on that ox. And when the mosquito was taking off, then the mosquito said to the ox, "Oh dear ox, I'm so sorry I was sitting on your back with such weight of mine. I'm sure it must have caused you a lot of inconvenience and pain on your back. And I'm sure you must have had to have a massage after that." So what did the ox say? The ox said, "I don't even know when you sat and went." So what is the weight of the mosquito? So like that, or the example of that ocean, that the person is standing outside the ocean, and he says, "I've committed so much, I've got so much of filth on my body, on my clothes. And if I'm going to go into the ocean will get dirty too." So he stands outside and keeps looking at the water of the ocean. Then the ocean says, "Oh, you stupid, foolish one, dive into me, because I don't know how many millions like you have dived with all the dirt on their body into me. They got clean too, and I'm still clean. Wow. They got clean, and my water is still clean. You can make wuzu with my water, you can make ghusl with my water." So Allah Ta'ala's maghfirat ocean is so vast, so vast. Take a dive into that ocean and see how Allah Ta'ala cleans and purifies that heart. But we must take the dive. So this person now in that state of his, he cried, he repented. Allah Ta'ala tells us, Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and gives ilham or inspires him that via a dream or whatever it may be, that now you go and search for this person. It could have been the other way around, that Allah Ta'ala could have inspired him there in the grave there now, because he was not dead, he was just lying down there, helpless, running away from the society which had deserted him, which was not loyal, which was not faithful. There's no loyalty and faithfulness anymore. So he had run away from them. And the Qabristan is the best place for that. One person was being owed some money, so he went and sat down at the Qabristan. After everybody goes past there, they see him there at the Qabristan. For a couple of days they saw him at the Qabristan. So they asked him, why are you sitting here all the time? Saw you yesterday too, almost whole day here, today too. So he kept telling everybody, so you see that one person is owing me a lot of money. So no matter how much he tries to hide, but he will come here. So I'm... So he said, I'm waiting for him here. So now that man who was owing him money, when he heard, he said, I'd rather pay this person quickly, otherwise he's going to tell everybody that I'm waiting for him here at the graveyard. So he cried, he teared, he asked Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, Allah Ta'ala for his mercy. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala now takes some food from the Baitul Mal and he proceeds. When he arrives at the grave site there where this person was lying down, then he found him asleep. Now this is what Hazrat puts into poetry.
अर्श तक पहुंची तेरी आहो बुका अर्श तक पहुंची तेरी आहो बुका मुश्तरी तेरा है खुद रब्बुल औला
हां योर आहो बुका योर क्राई योर रिपेंटेंस योर साइज यू मेड इट ऑन द फर्श बट इट रीच द अर्श लुक एट द स्पीड with which the sigh of the servant reaches the arsh. And no charges at all too. Allah Ta'ala says, that sigh of yours, that crying of yours, that weeping of yours, it reached the arsh. Now the buyer of your voice is none but Allah Ta'ala himself. Now the buyer is Allah Ta'ala. He is prepared to buy. Although all the other fans have disappeared, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will not forsake you. He will not reject you. He will not distance you, even in this weak, helpless state of yours. So my young friends, those who feel that we have committed so much of sins, where do we go? Where else do we go but to Allah Ta'ala? Where else do we go? Is there any other door that we can tap? Is there any other home besides the home of Allah Ta'ala where we can beg? Is there anyone else in whose hands our life lies and our rizq lies and our happiness lies and our prosperity lies except with Allah Ta'ala? Those who say we got tired, when will Allah Ta'ala come to our assistance? When will Allah Ta'ala solve my problem? When will Allah Ta'ala remove my difficulties? How long will I suffer like this? So that is the weakness of iman. And the more the person says like that, the more the suffering lasts. It shows that there's a weakness. That sickness was brought, that poverty was brought, that accident was brought, that hijacking was brought. So many different type of calamities and disasters, earthquakes, tremors, gale force winds, wars, bombs, missiles raining, all those things, so that we return to Allah Ta'ala. But when the person has a weakness, then he says things like that. When will Allah Ta'ala's help? Yes, if the person is doing everything that is pleasing to Allah Ta'ala, then he must believe that these are in disguised form rahmat of Allah Ta'ala. This is in disguised form mercy of Allah Ta'ala. if the person's connection with Allah Ta'ala is good, and his heart's connection with Allah Ta'ala is strong, then even in the midst of that difficulty, he will find sukoon in his heart. There will be tranquility, there will be such peace, such enjoyment. There will be pain, there will be difficulty, there will be outwardly problems, but the person will believe that it's coming from my Allah Ta'ala, and it's a means of my returning to him. And the person increases his zikr, the person increases his tilawat, the person increases his tawbah. And by means of all that, what does he get? He gets, Inna Allaha ma'as sabirin. He takes treatment, makes use of the means to remove that problem. But in that adoption of the means too, he is turning towards Allah Ta'ala. That, Ya Allah, I'm adopting this means. I'm not going towards any haram. So now you give me barakat in this means. So again he's turning towards Allah Ta'ala. The person who has got taqwa is got taqwa, and he will get all the rewards that Allah Ta'ala has promised on taqwa. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Allah Ta'ala will definitely find a way out for him in his problems, in his difficulties, in his hardship. And Allah Ta'ala will provide for him sustenance from unknown sources. So that is for the people of taqwa. But the same rewards for the people that are making istighfar and tawbah. Sincere istighfar, sincere tawbah. Then it is Allah Ta'ala's promise that Allah Ta'ala will find a way out for you. For a few days, few months, there could be some tests, but Allah Ta'ala will find a way out. And Allah Ta'ala will provide for him that same sustenance from sources unknown. That's a hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That the person who increases his istighfar, man lazim al istighfar. So then Allah Ta'ala will give him the same rewards. So a person has got this one door that remains open all the time, all the time. Why lose hope? Why believe that there is no door open?
Zarbe kisi ke naam ki dil pe yun hi lagaye ja. Zarbe kisi ke naam ki zarbe dil pe yun hi lagaye ja. Khole wo ya na khole dar us pe ho kyun teri nazar. Tu to bas apna kaam kar yani sada lagaye ja.
You do your work. Keep on tapping at the door, and the door will open. It's not like our telecom that your call will be answered and sometimes never answered. Lots of calls, they tell you, hold on, your call will be answered, and you keep on holding and it's not answered. This door will open.
Baithega chain se agar kaam ke kya rahenge par. Baithega chain se agar kaam ke kya rahenge par go na nikal sake magar pinjre mein phad phadaye ja.
Use the wings that Allah Ta'ala has given. Flap those wings. This is what he did. He was flapping those wings, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala heard his call. So he says,
Arsh tak pohunchi teri aaho buka, mushtari tera hai khud rabbul ula. Tere naalo mein jo hai khune jigar, tere naalo mein jo hai khune jigar. Teri aahon mein jo hai darde jigar.
When a person is crying before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, these tears are not just tears. It's not water. It is the blood of the heart of the person which has converted to water. Because the eye can't shed blood all the time. The person would have been in serious problem. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has got a mechanism. He says that is actually the blood which has been converted now to tears. Therefore, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, "La aninul muznibin, ahabbu ilayya min zajlil musabbihin." That the sighs, the crying, the weeping, the tearing of the sinful one is far more beloved to me than the tasbih. The person who is making tasbih, then their reading of the tasbih, Allah Ta'ala says that is more beloved. And he equates the tears which flow out of the eyes of a person, out of nadamat, out of shame, out of regret, out of remorse, that, "Ya Allah, what did I do to my life? How I have wasted my life. I gave my life to faces. I gave my life to wealth. I gave my life to gold and silver. I gave my life to cars. I gave my life to homes, to businesses, to properties. I gave my life for every material thing under the sun, which was going to remain behind." Again, to love your business, to love the children, to love the wealth, it is not haram at all. But the love of these things must not exceed the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If the person is using all these ni'mats according to Allah Ta'ala's hukam and instruction and direction, then these very ni'mats, the usage of that, gets him connected with Allah Ta'ala. I mentioned in some other majlis that a person, in the beginning, the wali of Allah Ta'ala, he says that in the beginning what happens is that the person to discipline the eyes, to discipline the ears, and discipline the tongue, and discipline the hands and feet, he puts it through mujahada. Puts it through a lot of tests and a lot of hardship. Makes it go through a lot of sacrifices. Why? To discipline it, that it must obey Allah Ta'ala. Now that person, when he gets the enjoyment of that obedience of Allah Ta'ala, when he gets that enjoyment of that connection with Allah Ta'ala, say now he begins to kiss his own hands. He says, "Oh my dear hand, you became the means of my connection with Allah Ta'ala because you didn't touch haram. You didn't sign a fraudulent check. You didn't slap somebody without justification. You didn't pull the trigger on anyone without justification. You didn't catch a bottle of wine with these hands of yours. You didn't take drugs with this hand into your mouth. You did not touch ghair mahram women with lust and passion with these hands of yours. So, oh my hand, I am kissing you because you became the means of my getting connected with my Allah." Now he kisses his own feet. "You were the one that took me to the masjid. I walked and went to the madrasa, masjid, to dini programs, to assist the poor, the needy, to my business, to seek halal sustenance. It was you that took me to halal places. And that brought me to Allah Ta'ala." So now he's congratulating his feet also. So it's just a little bit of effort to discipline it, and after that the person gets the best of both worlds. Then he gets the best of both worlds. Allah Ta'ala does not deprive him of the goodness of this world when he gets connected. I mean, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, who is even giving to the kuffar and the mushrikeen and the yahood and the nasara and much, much more than his to the believers. So you think he's going to deprive the believer? Outwardly sometimes he may be appearing to be deprived of those ni'mats, but Allah Ta'ala gives it to them in the heart, that sukoon, that itminan, that istighna, which is priceless. When the person has got istighna, he's got qanaat, he's got contentment, it's a priceless commodity. That person is the richest person in the world. If only we have some experience of it. So he says, "Tere naalo me jo hai khune jigar, teri aaho me jo hai darde jigar. Giriya e gham naak tera hai qubool. Giriya e gham naak tera hai qubool. رنج فاقہ سے نہ ہو تو اب ملول." Your tears have been accepted, your sighs have been accepted, your crying and repentance has been accepted, and that's the end of the days of starvation. There'll be no more poverty upon you. because the Amirul Mu'mineen of the time has now been ordered to take care of you. Ha, that is our Allah.
Jazbe haq se tu hua khas khuda, phenk de ab chango saaz dil ruba.
He said, with the jazb of haq, you became the wali of Allah Ta'ala. You became the friend of Allah Ta'ala. All you have to do now is break that harp, break that musical instrument, which was the means and the cause of your problems. Break it, shatter it, smash it. That is tawbah now. But now don't cling on to that, that one side we are making tawbah to, and the other side I can't give up the sin of mine to. I'm making tawbah, and I'm making plenty of tawbah, but Maulana, we can't give up that music, and we can't give up that illicit beloved of ours, and we can't give up that porn site of ours. Now that, it doesn't work like that. Ke razi rahe Rahman bhi, or khush rahe Shaitan bhi. We cannot please both. We will have to please only one. Accidental sins are, as I always said, accidental. We call it accidental sins. A person does not leave his home to cause an accident. Only a madman or the one who wants to claim some insurance, then he does it. But the person is sensible. He does not say, if somebody asks him, "By where are you going?" He says, "No, a lot of cars on the road, so I want to go and hit one car, smash my car." Then we'll say, "Well, take the nearest road to the asylum. That is the right place for you." So accidental sins, the person again repeats the tawbah. Then even if it is 100 times, Allah Ta'ala is prepared to accept. That is what we mean. That the person has made up his mind and he has broken that instrument. He has destroyed the reminders also of that sin. There are many people who have still got reminders of the sin. They had photographs, for example, taken with their illicit beloveds in school days or after that. Now they don't want to part with that. They're making tawbah too, but they don't want to destroy that. So the evidence is still there. The reminder is still there. I must make shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that many, many of my young friends, not only listening here, but there are many of them take the tapes, many of them listen on the radio. And then they tell me, Maulana, it is as if you are speaking to us. It's not going above our heads. We can relate to what you are saying. This is Allah ta'ala's fazl. And then they are giving up their sins. And then when they get this connection with Allah ta'ala, then they say that we wasted our lives, we wasted our time. Everything is going to turn to dust. Beautiful flowers you will find just now in spring. Red, blue, green, yellow, white, beautiful flowers. Go to the gardens. And after some time what will happen? It will wither, it will fall. It will turn to dust. Then dig up the dust and search for those colors there. You will find nothing. So whether it is a beautiful white woman, or beautiful black woman, or beautiful brown woman, or beautiful any kind of woman, one day she will turn to dust. Love your wives, that is your Layla, Hazrat always says. That is Allah Ta'ala's hukam, so you love them. But the rest of them, you always think that what is the end result? The end result turning to dust. Or old age will creep. And then that same person will run. Or as I gave that example, that can be Miss World, but if she meets up with an accident and she burns, get a third degree burn, then all those same fans and lovers will all vanish and disappear. There will be no sign where they went. So he says, this jazb of haq, you became khas of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He says, now throw away that haq.
حضرت عمر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ نے جس وقت حاتف غیبی سے یہ آواز سنی تو بے چین ہو گئے, فوراً اٹھے اور بیت المال سے کچھ رقم لے کر قبرستان کی طرف چل دیئے. وہاں دیکھتے ہیں کہ ایک فرسودہ و شکستہ قبر کے غار میں ایک بڈھا چنگ لیے ہوئے سو گیا ہے. In that grave he finds a person with his harp on the side
and the musician is fast asleep. Uska chehra aur daadi aansuo se tar hai, but his beard and his face is wet with his tears. And it was these tears which gave him this status and this position in the eye of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ghalib had said, tum kis muh se Kaaba jaoge Ghalib, sharm tumko magar nahi aati. O Ghalib, with which face are you going to go to the Kaaba Sharif? Don't you feel ashamed what you did? So Hazrat Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, as you've heard many times, he said that Ghalib has caused despair in the hearts of people by this poetry of his. And the person will say, now I can't go. What am I going to go and do? So he said, I have changed it. Hazrat Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh says that I have changed it. Main isi muh se Kaaba jaunga, sharm ko khaak mein milaunga. Main isi muh se Kaaba jaunga, sharm ko khaak mein milaunga. Unko ro ro ke main manaunga, apni bigdi yun banaunga. Unko ro ro ke main manaunga, apni bigdi yun banaunga. Which other face can we go with? We have to go with the same face. But what am I going to do there? What am I going to do there? Unko ro ro ke main manaunga. I will cry before my Allah Ta'ala and make him happy and pleased with me. I will make my Allah Ta'ala happy. Aur apni bigdi yu banaunga. So don't lose hope, but at the same time, don't take advantage of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, that because there's a door of Tawbah open, so I must just go on committing sins and say that Allah Ta'ala is Ghafoorur Rahim, because Allah Ta'ala can snatch away the tawfiq of Tawbah, and then that person on his dying bed, no matter how much he tries, but he does not sometimes get the tawfiq of Tawbah, and he leaves this world in a state that is Allah is displeased with him. So the tawfiq of Tawbah is a great ni'mat, but it must not be abused. So he found him there with his beard wet with his tears. There is a kitab Gulzar-e-Ibrahim, in there it is stated that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's nizam and qudrat is very strange. Ahliya lut nabi ho kafira, ahliya lut nabi ho kafira. Hazrat Lut alayhi salatu wasalam's wife was a kafira. Zawjaye Fir'aun hove tahira. And the wife of Fir'aun, Asiya radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was tahira. She is jannati. Lawe budh khane se wo siddiq ku, kaabe mein paida kare zindiq ku. Lawe budh khane se wo siddiq ku. From the budh khana comes siddiq akbar. And paida kare kaabe mein zindiq ku abu jahl, as he was born there in the haram. Zadae azar khalilullah ho, the son of Hazrat of azar, who used to manufacture or make idols of stones. The son, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, becomes Khalilullah. But his father, Azar, is the enemy of Allah Ta'ala. Aur kan'an Nuh ka gumrah ho. And the son of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, he goes astray. He says, what is there? If the water rises, I will climb on that tree. Then I will go on that mountain. I will go higher and higher. How much will the water rise? So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's qudrat is very strange. Khalifa e waqt Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala no is qabar ke samne ba adab khade hue intezar farma rahe the ke peer changi bedar ho to unse haq taala ka salam o payam arz karun. Salam of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on a sinful musician. Why? Because he made tawbah from that music, tawbah from that sin. tawbah from that disobedience, Allah Ta'ala is sending salam via the Khalifa of Islam. Look at the status in the eye of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala waits for him to get up. Inshallah ta'ala, if Allah ta'ala wills, then we will continue with this next week. So don't lose hope, but at the same time, don't be persistent. Don't become obstinate. Don't take it for granted that our health will remain the same. Our beauty will remain the same. Our wealth will remain the same. Our skills will be able to use till our dying day. Nobody has got any guarantee what is going to happen the very next minute. That young person whose name is written on the board, Allah Ta'ala give him Jannatul Firdaus, Allah Ta'ala make his maghfirat, and Allah Ta'ala give Sabre Jameel and Ajre Azim to his family. He became Shaheed, a young person, early in the morning, holed up in the shop, bullet in the neck, and the person's brain is shattered. No doubt he got Shaheed in this great Ajar. But lesson for us, what guarantee do we have? Chubb security on Sunday, they say there was a hold up at one of the garages, so they summoned the security, or they pressed the button, the security came. Before that person could even get out of his car, they shot the security. He died on the spot. Now these are few incidents that we come to know of, but how many like this every day? So lessons for us, that stay ever ready. Stay ever ready. They call it ever ready batteries, but most of the time they're not ready. When you need the torch, at that time you find that the batteries are dead. But they call it ever ready. So we are like that too now. We say we are ever ready, but we're not ready. May Allah Ta'ala give us hidayat. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah. May He become pleased with us. May He put in our hearts such love of His and Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's that it becomes extremely easy for us to do everything that is pleasing to them. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma rabbana zulamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna minal khasirin. Ya arhamar rahimin, ya akramal akramin, ya ghiyathal mustaghithin. Ya hayyu ya qayyum, birahmatika nastaghith, birahmatika nastaghith. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our major sins, minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, of our hands and feet, of our heart and mind. O Allah, O my beloved Allah, forgive our zahiri sins and our batini sins. Ey mere pyare Allah, hum sab ko sehat de, afiyat de, salamati de, izzat wali zindagi de, taqwa wali zindagi de, zuhud aur qanaat wali zindagi de. Bless us with a life of happiness, of joy, of satisfaction. Bless us with prosperity. Bless us with contentment. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Bless us, our parents, our wives and children, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Those who have passed away, O Allah, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. O Allah, fill their graves with noor. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us in a state that you are pleased with us. Ya Allah, jab hamari maut ka waqt aaye to khatima iman par farma. Madina tayyiba mein shahadat ki maut naseeb farma. Jannatul Baqi ke andar hame dafan naseeb farma. Oh my beloved Allah, before the ghusl of mayyat is given to us, let us pour the water of tawbah above our hearts. Oh my Allah, before the kafan is put over our bodies, let us put the garment of taqwa above our hearts. Allah, remove the difficulties, the hardships, the problems of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
حرمین شریفین کی حفاظت فرما، مسجد اقصی کی حفاظت فرما، تمام مساجد، مدارس، خانقاہ، تمام دینی کاموں کی حفاظت فرما، تبلیغ و دعوت کی محنت قبول فرما، تمام دینی اداروں کی خدمات قبول فرما. اے اللہ، رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, all his life he made duas for us. All the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness. Bless our parents with that goodness, our wives and children with that goodness, and the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that Rasul Pakh Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked for protection, O Allah, protect us and protect the entire ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Those who are in financial difficulties, remove their problems and difficulties. Those whose children, O Allah, have become disobedient and they have distanced themselves from deen, Ya Allah, bring them back onto Sirat-e-Mustaqeem. جو بے اولاد ہیں ان کو صالح اولاد نصیب فرما. اے اللہ، حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقہ طفیل میں ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. ان اللہ و ملائکتہ یصلون علی النبی یا ایہا الذین آمنوا صلوا علیہ وسلموا تسلیما. اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم. سبحان ربک رب العزة عما یصفون، والسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب